I want to continue our passage, and I want to look now at why baptism. We talked about what baptism, now what about why baptism? So if you've closed your Bibles, I want to encourage you to open them again to Romans chapter 6, verses 8 to 11. So we continue that passage and the meditation about what is the internal baptism that takes place, that we then are to demonstrate in an external expression. Again, it's on page 785 in the chair of Bibles. It'll also be up on the screen. And after we read it, if you want to go back to your drawing, I really would welcome you to do that, or your writing. But let's give another meditation to what it is that Christ has done for us. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, we cannot die again. He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him. The death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Why baptism? It gives me a very practical and a very dramatic way to declare that Jesus is Lord. We don't take, I don't mean this in the negative, don't go to the wrong place with this, but there are many cultures in which the place of washing down by the river, for many places still today, but in many cultures, it was a public thing. It wasn't a lewd thing, but it was a public thing. We don't do that. So to be washed, if you will, publicly, it's a very dramatic thing to do. And it's an opportunity to say that I want to say with all that I am, I'm not my own anymore. I have put to death the old, and I am wanting to be raised up that it would be all Christ in me. We know, all of us probably here today, and if you don't, I want to certainly introduce you to it, but the Christian idea is that we are to die to self. It's not about self-actualization. It's not about self-other things. It's about putting to death the self. That's what the Bible calls us to do. But we also find that not only are we to die, which we tend to see if we understand that concept, we tend to see that we are to die to our bad things, to our sinful things. But we also need to recognize we are to die to the substitutes. Sometimes it's the paralyzing power of religious roots that we've been raised up in, that we've only known those things that prevents us from a full surrender to Christ. Jesus said in Luke 9, "No one who puts his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." Cannot be looking back at those old rituals, those old things. Philippians 3:13, Paul says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself as yet having taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining toward what is ahead, pushing forward, going on in my walk." The idea is that these point to a decision. They point to us determining to say it's not going to be that, it is going to be this, and that baptism is a demonstration of that. Why get baptized? Because it's making a decision to follow and obey. See, no baby can do that. No baby can make a decision to do that. Baptism demonstrates my surrender of all of my past, including my religious past, to the obedience of Christ. After all, Jesus was baptized as an adult. No infant is ever recorded in the Scripture as being baptized in the Bible. Why baptism? Because secondly, I need to die daily. This is not to be a once-and-done thing, and I'm not talking now about just the idea of the physical baptism, though I'm saying in our first point that it is a radical and a very demonstrative way to say I'm following Christ, but the idea is that it is illustrative also of what I must do daily. I must die. I must put myself under that water and say, I don't have it, and it's Christ, or the life that is to be lived won't be lived in me. And so they point to a decision, baptism demonstrating surrendering all of my past so that He is lifted up. So notice verse 11 in our text says, count yourselves dead. And it is a continue to do so over and over again. When we talk about the idea of the death, it is not a once and done deal. It is a, I must die daily. I must die moment by moment. I must recognize that unless I'm desperate, that it won't be Christ in me. And so baptism is the beginning of another step on that journey of which all of us are to be participating. And so we're going to guide you into some more processes whereby we have opportunity of practically doing that today. But I want to talk to you about an illustration about that. You know, many of you, that, and here's a map of the Ice Age Trail. Since coming to Wisconsin, we didn't know anything about the Ice Age Trail. Got here and we started learning about the Ice Age Trail, starting hiking it here in the Kettles, and then learned it was this whole long, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,200 miles, if you don't do the total loop there over by the Dells. And so about 1,100 miles of the Ice Age Trail, and we were enjoying it. We decided, well, let's keep working on it. And so far, this is what we have completed prior to a couple of weeks ago. We've completed 569 miles of the trail, that part represented by the dark lines there. But 2 weeks ago when we went on our vacation, we did another week on it, and we did 46 miles of hiking and 120 miles of biking along the trail. We don't hike the road portions of the trail. Sorry, we're not going to do that. We're bike them. So it's still human powered. And so to date, we've got 735 miles of the 1,100 mile trail. We only have 365 miles of the trail left to do. We've seen a lot of Wisconsin. And I would ask you, go ahead and cycle the pictures. I would ask you, if we wouldn't have done that, if we wouldn't have taken ourselves into that endeavor, what would we have missed? Now, some of you, frankly, come to mind, you say, you would have missed some misery. Because you think about doing that, and you say, Gary, your idea of vacation is just crazy. And I get that. But look at the things that we have gotten to see and how much of Wisconsin we have been able to enjoy since being here and all of the stuff and experiences that we've enjoyed. And I would say, so here we have this pair of hiking boots. And what would I have missed if I wasn't willing to put them on and lace them up and go? I would have missed, we would have missed a lot of delight and enjoyment, even if it's not your chosen punishment or pleasure. I want to tell you something. Baptism is an opportunity to say, I'm putting behind all of the old. And yes, it can be painful at times and discomfort and all kinds of those sorts of things. But the fact of the matter is, if you choose to sit it out and to not do it, you're going to miss some things that Jesus has called you into. You're going to miss some vistas that he wants to show you in the spiritual journey in life that is yours to behold, that he wants for you. Baptism is about us continuing to say, I need to die to myself. Do you realize that if you claim to be a follower of Christ, there is a cost? Jesus said, and he commanded us, baptize. And he also said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. It's not an optional thing. It's not put forth as something that we can choose or not. I mean, obviously, there's got to be a point at which we make the decision, but it's a command. Go and baptize. That means somebody's got to be being baptized. So I wanted to call you today to follow the Lord, obey him by being baptized. If you've not done that, you need to redo that because of what God's been doing in your life. I want you to take up the next opportunity to be baptized. But for those of us who have already been baptized, and we're okay with that demonstration, but today is also about saying, do you want to renew that this day? Because there's things that continue to come back to our lives that we need to die to now, today. Maybe it's still holding on to some religious stuff that we took up someplace along the line. Maybe it's some fears. Maybe it's some anger. Maybe it's some things you said you're going to let go of your life in one of those sort of annual renewal kind of things and you've not stayed with it. Maybe it's about changing some really habits that just really need to go out of your life. See, we don't have to be owned by the things that have once owned us. They can be put to death. And sometimes, yes, they have to be put to death again and again and again. But there is no record in heaven of this ever having been happened. And to that record and that truth we cling. To that we hope in. And so today we want to give you, everyone, an opportunity to baptize the old sinful nature, putting it to death, so that the body, ruled by sin, might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.